Take your Bibles, if you would, please, this morning, and turn to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, for you or your son or your daughters, your male or your female servant, your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to your word this hour, would you help us to guide our hearts and our minds from distraction? We ask over the next few minutes that we would yield to the work of the Holy Spirit, and we pray that our hearts and minds would be illumined to truth, that you would encourage us and build us up in the faith, that you would reinforce in our hearts and minds the truth of your word. And would you open up, soften fallow ground, that we might see Jesus? For we pray it in thy name. Amen. We read in your hearing this morning, of course, the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments are split in two parts. We get that from, of course, the New Testament. Jesus said that the law could be summed up in two parts. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. Those first section of the commandments, and then to love thy neighbor as thyself. And so, what are we to do? Don't have any other gods before me. Don't make for yourself any likeness or graven image. And don't worship them. Don't take the name of the Lord your God in vain, and remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Those, of course, are the first four. And as then we look at the next set of the commandments, the next break comes with our obligation to our family. In verse 12 of Exodus chapter 20, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. First of all, I want you to see this morning, as we look at this matter of honoring dads on this Father's Day, first of all, that it's a command that's declared by God, it is given by God, and it is to be obeyed. It stems from Him. That is of utmost importance and utmost weight and value that we need to consider that this morning. I was involved in a move, and I had a plate that was given to me by my grandmother, and it was an antique, and it had a nice H on it, some little, you know, and you're kind of already know where this story is going. Move, had, past tense. Yes, I stepped on it and broke it, and it was... It was from my grandmother, and I broke the plate. I didn't even have the heart to glue it. I just wasn't going to be the same. Commands that come to us by God are of infinitely more value. I want you to stop and think about this. When God issues forth these commands, do we view them as the commands of God, the robotic obedience that I have to do, a yes, sir? Or do you assign to them a worth of value that you cherish, that God says they are for your benefit? They are not the ten tricks to see if God's waiting in heaven with some sort of sadistic glee on the edge of his seat saying, "I can't wait until you fail." No. He's saying, "This is good. It's like broccoli." Well, maybe not. This is for your benefit. It comes from Him, and it's an expression of His relationship to you. And He says, honor your father and your mother. Relationship. John 14:15, Jesus said this, "The obedience of commands are an expression of relationship. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments." Relationship. This relationship that stems from God, that comes from God, is an establishment of morality. And what is right and what is wrong. By the way, why do we have morals anyway? Because it comes from God and who He is. That's one of the arguments that we use to establish the existence of God. Why? Because we're not animals. Hello? Do you ever see a shark? Son, young shark, be kind. Don't lie. You know? So what do we do? Ready? 2007, Time Magazine, The Psychology of Fatherhood. They're trying to figure out about the, you know, absentee dads and that kind of thing. It says by the end of, he said worldwide, 10 to 40% of children grow up in households with no father at all. In the U.S., more than half of divorced fathers lose contact with their kids within a few years. Sad. By the end of 10 years, as many as two-thirds of them have drifted out of their children's lives. And according to a 1994 study by the Children's Defense Fund, men are more likely... Now, stop and think about this statistic and ask yourself, what is wrong with this comparison? The Children's Defense Fund said men are more likely to default on child support payments, 49%, than a used car payment, 3%. And I ask you, why are you even using that comparison? Why don't you stay married? Forget the child support payment. I realize if stuff happens, you gotta support your kid. Okay? When it does, all right. But there's something wrong with that statistic to begin with. Even fathers in intact families spend a lot less time focused on their kids than they think. In the U.S., fathers average less than an hour a day, after 20 minutes a few decades ago. But here's why I brought this next article up. So anthropologists are trying to figure out why. Homo sapiens produces the most slowly maturing young of all mammals. Among foraging humans, children need 19 years and consume 13 million calories before producing more food for their community than they take from it, according to a research by anthropologist Hillard Kaplan. You think that fathers would be hardwired to provide for such needy offspring, and yet there's more variation in fathering styles across human cultures than among all other species of primates combined. Many of our primate kin are far better than fathers than we are. Investigators at the California Primate Center discovered that baby titi monkeys are in the arms of their fathers for as much as 90% of daylight hours. Who cares? It's a monkey! They're stupid. They eat bugs off the back of each other. They're stupid, hairy monkeys. God said, I made you man and woman, and a man is to leave his family and cleave to his wife. And he created the family. You look to God for your morality. You don't look to a stupid monkey to try to figure out why people are deadbeats. They're sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're sinners. And God said, my only hope for you is through my Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And our society is so messed up today because we're trying to get solutions for our problems besides God, when he's the origin of it all. And I say, look to him. Look to him. It's all from him. And God said, honor thy father and thy mother. He gave you a command. Cherish that command. Seek that command because of it. It is of utmost value and importance, and it goes beyond the Hallmark holiday. Its origins, and I forget the date, I guess today is the 100 year anniversary of Father's Day, which is a very admirable thing, and it started very admirably. I can't talk. Yes. But it's beyond that. It was started by a woman who was, by and large, raised by her father and wanted to honor him. But God's word says, honor your father and mother. It's his command. So let's look at it a minute. What does it contain? It has some meaning. What does it mean? We think about this word honor. Literally, it means heavy. But it's rarely translated in the literal sense. In other words, heavy thy father. It doesn't flow that way. But it means, in its figurative sense, to give weight to that person, to give value worthy of respect, of profound value and respect, and honor that individual. Honor thy father and mother. But we don't honor fathers today. Well, let me put it this way. We don't elevate fatherhood. And let me illustrate what I mean. We'd rather tell young people to have sex and don't get married. That doesn't elevate fatherhood. That diminishes fatherhood. According to the National Fatherhood Initiative, the federal government spends, are you ready? How much do they spend on welfare programs and absentee homes? Are you ready? $99.8 billion a year. Something's wrong. If we would elevate fatherhood to its rightful place and honor it what it should be, maybe we wouldn't have to spend $99.8 billion a year. We need to respect and honor the place of fathers today. Rather, sitcoms portray the dad as some buffoon. We need to have a profound respect for the father. So, young person, you be careful. You be careful on how you conduct yourself and what you do. There is some great value and infinite worth in fatherhood as God established this command in saying, honor your father. And in doing that, since it is of great value and worth and meaning, it gives you some direction to go. And you can say, hey, I can do this. There should be something that you can do here in a positive sense to honor your father. It gives you direction. One of the things that I enjoy doing as a young person was playing with my train set. And I had 3 4x8 sheets of particle board down in the basement on the table put together, and I had the HO slot cars with the HO train set, and that was cool. I had mostly track. I didn't have a lot of the buildings and stuff, but it was mostly track. But are you ready? Trains stay on the track, and they either go forwards or backwards. Direction. You can either obey, go forward, or disobey. And there's no, by the way, there's no age differential here. There's no sub point. Honor thy father until the age 18. It doesn't work that way. And honor is different than obedience. To pay respect, to value. But you can do this. And you can honor them. You should try. You should think of ways that you can walk in this precept. The psalmist said in 119 and verse 45, he said, I walk at liberty. This is the broad way to walk in God's steps. For I seek your precepts. Do you seek this? Do you long for this? And giving you a direction to follow in the course of this life. The Heidelberg Catechism, of course, is just a method of teaching, asking a question, and then giving an answer. And there are many questions in the Heidelberg Catechism, but are you ready? Question number 104. What does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, and fidelity to my father and mother, and all in authority over me, and submit myself to their good instruction and correction with due obedience, and also patiently bear with their weaknesses and infirmities, since it pleases God to govern us by their hand. Sermon over. Think about that. That is huge. Parents are God's representatives. It pleases God to govern us by their hand. It was His establishment. And the attitude of rebellion is as the sin of divination or witchcraft in your King James Version. Psalm chapter 15 and verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is an iniquity and idolatry. There's a term that I hate today. I understand in the one sense of how some might mean it, but it's this phrase, question authority. Well, On the one hand, if the authority is stupid, you might need to question that authority. But if it's the questioning of authority because you want to be cantankerous and rebellious and it's my way or the highway, I'm not going to listen to you, you know, then that's not right either. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. Are you really following your instruction? Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 6, "My son, observe the commandment of your father. Do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart and tie them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light, and the reproofs for discipline are the way of life." Direction. Direction. God said, "I've given you a command with great value and meaning for your benefit, and it confers upon you," or it gives you this direction by which you can obey. But along with it, there is great blessing. "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which your Lord your God gives you." It confers blessing. Yes, it does. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40 says, "So you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I am giving you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may live long in the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time." Guess what? If fathers would be fathers, and if children would honor that leadership, there would be blessing. Because the statistics support that arrangement. 85% of all children with behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of all adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. You starting to get the pattern here? 85% of all youths in prison come from fatherless homes. 70% of those serving long prison sentences were fatherless. Fatherless children average significantly higher in teen suicide, illegitimate birth rates, incarceration, and unemployment. Fatherless children average significantly higher in illegitimate births, incarceration rates, and unemployment rates. And fatherless young men are more likely to commit serious crime, including rape and murder. Oh, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40 says, "I am giving you today these commands that it may go well with you and with your children after you." You think? Fathers, honoring dad. I admittedly would agree that yes, in some cases, it's very difficult. But try to find something. Try to find something to be thankful for. If you would ask God to give you the wisdom to honor this command rather than harboring bitterness, harboring the resentment, and just say, Lord, I'm going to honor you through this command. Honor your father and your mother. Why? Because Jesus did. Stop and think about that for a minute. Jesus did. Jesus Christ, the Creator, by which, through which all things on this earth consist and are held together, honored His Father when He was being challenged by the Jews as to why he did what he did, where he came from. It's interesting what his reply was as he was discussing this with them in the book of John, chapter 8. John, chapter 8. Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in Him, if you continue in My word, then you are truly disciples of Mine. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Verse 33, well, they answered Him, hey, guess what? We're Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. So I know you're Abraham's descendants. You seek to kill Me. But I speak the things which I have seen with My Father. Therefore, you also do the things which you heard from your father. Well, they said, Abraham's our father. Jesus said to them, verse 39, if you are Abraham's children, then you need to do the deeds of Abraham. But as it is, you're seeking to kill Me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God, this Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father. They said to them, well, we were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love Me. For I proceeded forth and have come from God, for I have not even come on My own initiative, but He sent Me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot hear My word. Oh, that's a dangerous place to be. To hear truth, not comprehend it. Dangerous place. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe Me. Which one of you convicts Me of sin? If I speak the truth, why do you not believe Me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason you do not hear them, because you are not of God. The Jews answered and said to Him, do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but here's the phrase, I honor My Father. I honor My Father, and you dishonor Me. If it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for you. Jesus honored His Father. ask yourself this question. Do you honor the Father in honoring your Father? Ask yourself this question. Is He your Father? It's a great promise found in the book of John, chapter 1 and verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become the children of God, even to them who believe on His name. Have you received Him? Are you looking to Him? Are you trusting Him for your eternal destiny? Do you recognize that all you have comes from your Heavenly Father? Seek to honor God by honoring your Father. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Would you respond to the message this morning and however God has spoken to your heart? Give thanks where thanks is due. Give honor where honor is due. If you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as Savior, He is not your Father. You are a slave to sin. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to Him. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. Young person, if you're here this morning and your heart is hard, I pray that God would soften it. Adult, if you're carrying baggage from the past, unload it. Our gracious Heavenly Father, help us to be like the Lord Jesus and to honor our fathers. For we pray in Thy name. Amen.